It's Money Monday. Money Mondays with Melody Hopson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay. It wasn't as bad as people thought it was going to be because it didn't go that far inland, but Hurricane Matthew did some damage, and now the recovery starts.
Right.
So that's your subject.
That's
how
right.
How to recover.
Yes, and I want to talk about some of the things you need to remember and the vet you or your loved ones, whomever, or business, are affected by a natural disaster, and talk about what kind of short and long-term economic impacts disasters actually have. So it's an important topic, and obviously it's very raw and real because we've just gone through what has occurred, and obviously it did much worse damage in places like Haiti.
Okay, my homeowner's insurance.
Yes. So the first thing you need to do, if for some reason you were affected by Matthew and or any disaster, you want to file your insurance claim fast. A lot of people try to wait and have everything perfect. That's actually counter to what you should do. Take pictures, fill out the bare minimum documentation that you need. Mm-hmm. Do not wait to get all of the paperwork in order. And this is the reason. Insurance companies and insurance claims are handled on a first-come, first-served basis. So you want to be as fast in line as you possibly can. And while they're working through the paperwork to get to you, that's when you can take time to prepare estimates before your insurance adjuster arrives and things like that. You also want to be sure to keep receipts for everything from food to if you have to stay in a special hotel during the recovery period, because sometimes you can get these costs reimbursed by your insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a small thing. Getting this filing done as soon as possible. And if you are uninsured, if you have uninsured property losses, you should be contacting FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as soon as possible, because they can help some residents with immediate shelter needs and even rebuilding situations.
Okay, I remember after Sandy and after Katrina, the insurance companies would question whether or not it was a natural disaster or a hurricane disaster or something like that,
right.
And whether you have flood insurance
That's
or hurricane
exactly right.
insurance or
yep.
homeowner's insurance. Okay, what's what?
Okay, so here's the thing. Standard homeowner policies generally do cover wind damage but not flooding. That's generally the standard policy. So a lot of people live in areas where they don't think I need flood insurance. Now, Florida might be different, but there was a issue in Colorado a couple of years ago where there was no thought of flood insurance and actually flooding occurred. So you might have to purchase insurance for unlikely events like flood, even if the chances of this happening for you are very, very small, that you have to do separate insurance for that.
Okay.
So that's the way to think about it. The big deal is, you know, wind but not flooding in most situations. You also just want to make sure you take time. Let's say you live in the middle of the country. You've had no effect of Hurricane Matthew. This is a good time to assess your needs. Did you do any home improvements? Has the value of your home gone up where you want to consider increasing your insurance?
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, a good time to take stock of that.
Okay, what about insurance rates? Are insurance rates going to go up after Hurricane?
The data does not show that happens. The bigger issue is it's not one event that causes insurance rates to go up. Generally, it's what we see this creep because of other things like climate change and other factors that cause an increasing frequency and strength of storms, to say nothing of the sea level rise. And that's what causes rates to creep up over the longer term. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things also with our insurance deductibles, one of the things that has happened, many insurers now require homeowners insurance policies that have percentage deductibles for these events rather than traditional dollar deductibles. So that's something that you might want to keep in mind as well, that these percentage deductible policies are based upon your home's insured value, and your deductible can change pretty dramatically if you change your coverage.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily you have one event and then, rates skyrocket.
Okay. If you want to know more, if you were affected or not affected or...
Or you just want to get on top of this for the next time.
For the next time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Check out Money Mondays on blackamericaweb.com. Melody, Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.